Whatever happens, you're safe, John. You could walk away with $7 million, maybe more. We're not talking just f*** you money, John boy. We're talking f*** everybody money.
Everybody.
Wish me luck?
I just pray you get it. I really do.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. Don and Mike
Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of debt.
Debt can be an asset. Debt tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
Promoting testicular self-examination. The Don and Mike Show.
I know you're wondering, a guy like me who got hit by a car yesterday.
Yeah.
You're at home. You're eating Vicodin like M&M's. What do you do? Well, you go on the internet.
Right.
And you find... I'm not going to have time right now for all the stuff I found yesterday. Like the website that makes butt toys.
You mean toys for the butt?
Like the baby Jesus butt plug.
Oh, my.
And I still got the list of the J-O-ing for men and women.
Right.
I got legal age of consent for sex between men and female, male and male. Female and female.
Around the world?
For all 50 American states around the world.
Very good.
But I got this one. I was on some site yesterday, something about airline safety.
Right. Very good.
And that links me to the National Transportation Security Administration. Now, this is not a goof. What it is they list items that are now prohibited in an aircraft cabin.
Was that a new organization that was formed after 9/11?
I believe so.
I mean, we have the National Transportation Safety but
this
now
is a different group, NTSA.
National Security.
Yes.
All right.
National Transportation Security Administration.
Very good.
These are items that are prohibited in the aircraft cabin.
Okay.
Okay, now, by cabin, I guess they mean...
You can put it in your suitcase.
Right. Any
on the plane.
Not in the cockpit.
You can't bring it in a carry-on, and you can't have it in your pocket.
Right.
There were things on the list that I understood. Things on the list that I found wacky.
Hmm. There may be things on the list that people have actually flown with that weren't picked up on.
Here, I'll give you the ones very quickly that I thought it's a no-brainer.
Right. Right.
You don't have to put these on a list.
Fair enough.
Ammunition.
Sure. Yeah, logical.
An axe.
Hey, you don't want to get on a plane with an axe.
No. Box cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Corkscrew.
Right. Now we're starting to get a little pink.
Disabling chemicals or gases.
Yeah, you don't want to get on with a tube of nerve gas.
Flare pistol.
That'd probably be a little bad.
Yeah. Knives, any length.
Right.
Mace.
Rolls, brown and serve.
Metal scissors with pointed tips.
Mm-hmm.
Pistols. Peppers. Right. Razor blades. Screwdrivers. Starter pistols. Straight razors. And stun guns.
That's heavy stuff. Of course it shouldn't be in a
car. Makes sense. Yeah.
Also on the list, from the National Transportation Security Administration, prohibited in the aircraft cabin, air guns.
What do you mean, what's an air gun? You mean like a paintball gun?
Or like one
or
of those...
Or a BB gun.
Or a BB gun. Pop gun.
Right. BB gun is next. Mm-hmm. Baseball bats.
Yeah.
Billy clubs. Blackjacks. Blasting caps.
Yeah.
Bows and arrows. Brass knuckles. Bull whips. Cattle prods. Cricket bats.
Just like a baseball bat, right?
Crowbars. Here's one. You really got to use your noodle on this one. Dynamite.
Yeah.
Really?
Mind if I bring this stick on board?
Golf clubs. Gunpowder. Hammers. Hand grenades. Hatchets. Oh, I know the hammer alarm.
Oh, you said it. There it is again.
Hockey sticks.
Yeah, I mean any weapon.
Hunting knives.
So far, I'm in agreement with this list.
Yeah. Ice picks. Meat cleavers.
That would make me nervous if the passenger next to me had a meat cleaver.
But again, I went through and I color-coded.
So far... I don't hear anything on that list that I would ever think about bringing on an airplane.
Right, I mean, you got the ones that you know
You got an axe. Okay, right. I understand you don't bring an axe.
No, but when I'm traveling, I leave. I usually leave my pepper spray and my hatchet in my suitcase.
Nunchucks.
Right.
Pool cues.
I can't bring the babushka on the on my flight.
Power drills.
Now, this is logic.
Yeah.
Here.
Power saws.
Please.
Revolvers.
Now, they mentioned pistols, revolvers, starter pistols.
Uh-huh. Road flares. Sabers. Now, who the F is going to try to get on an airplane, like one of them big military sabers?
Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch.
That's right. Shotguns.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Ski poles. Spear guns. Swords. Tear gas. Throwing stars. Like them ninja things.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was weird. I thought it was weird that we got to have a list.
They actually had to make a list of those.
Yeah, but I thought really that there were...
If someone comes up and they check your bag and you got to...
That's a Chinese throwing Death Star, sir. You can't bring that on the aircraft.
Right. You got to put it on a list that somebody can't bring a hand grenade on an airplane. You got to put it on a list... That you don't got a guy coming in with
ladies
a cattle prod?
At this time, we ask that you return your seats to their upright position and stow all your carry-on baggage, and also that your tray tables are in an upright position, and your Chinese throwing Death Star should also be put in the seat pocket in front of you.
You got to put it on a list that we should know not to bring meat cleavers on a plane with us?
Well, sometimes, you know, when you want those limes to be just right.
Jesus Christ.
Are there any stuff, is there anything there that they might, that they, it might go the other way, where we think it's kind of silly that they're requiring it?
No.
Well, that's cool.
Everything on the list that I found,
right?
You know, legitimate, you could say legitimately, yeah, it belongs, but just some
of
them were...
Nobody's told me I can't bring a bazooka on the plane.
Somewhere pretty goddamn dumb. All right, legal age of consent. And this is especially all dedicated to Charlie Broyhill.
Ah.
A male-female sex.
In the, this is in the 50 states.
In your 50 United States.
All right, everybody that's listening around the country, have a pen and paper handy.
Take notes.
Mike, Buzz, which state do you think has, well, first let me ask you, what do you think the lowest legal age is for male-female sex in your United States?
16.
Negative.
I'll say 14.
Correct.
Jesus.
And we have... Two states.
I know which ones they are.
Mike.
Is one of them Kentucky?
No.
Mississippi?
No.
Ooh.
Oklahoma?
No.
Sacramento?
Sacramento's not a country.
Not a state.
Louisiana?
No.
Oh. Arkansas?
No.
Iowa?
Yes.
Iowa is 14?
Sure is.
Wow.
And there's one other one.
Oh, my God.
There is one other one, and when you hear it, you're going to know immediately.
West Virginia.
No. Buzz, one more guess.
California.
South Carolina.
Could it be an agricultural thing?
I don't know. Now.
Yeah, listen to me trying to be nice. Yeah.
Let's go to...
Jesus.
Let's go to 15.
Kentucky.
Nope. Only one state in America has the legal age of 15.
West Virginia.
Negative.
I'm going to stick with Mississippi.
It will surprise you.
Mm.
Colorado.
That amazingly surprises me.
However, in Colorado, it is split.
Rob,
15 is legal age of consent for a boy. 17 for a girl.
So girls can't have sex until they're 17.
But boys can.
When they're 15.
And if a 15-year-old boy can find a 17-year-old boy, or a girl.
Well, hold on. Well, is there man-on-man,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, there is man-on-man as well.
They actually have a law that says when you can do that.
Now, let me just go through and ask you, and I'll tell you the rest of them are, let me see, 16. When you get to 16,
lots of states.
You got lots, and you got 17, and you got... 18.
Babies having babies.
Mm. Now,
Jesus.
Let's go to man-on-man sex.
All right.
And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. not counting the states where the law has been repealed or where the law has been invalidated, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 states where man-on-man sex is illegal. Name them.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Correct.
Alabama.
Correct.
Mississippi.
Well, let me write these down as you give them to me. Correct.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Correct.
Florida. No. I take that back. I'm sorry.
Mike, then I'm sorry. It is illegal in Florida.
It is?
Man-on-man sex illegal in Florida.
Well, then technically I was sort of right on that. How many did I get so far?
You got four.
Four.
Well, let me cut to the chase here. Here you go. You got North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. Also, man-on-man sex illegal in Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, Texas.
Yeah, there you go.
Utah, Virginia. And that's it.
Oh, well, why don't you just put the cuffs on me right now?
Now, let's go.
Yeah,
to...
thank you for your laughter, Rob. Thank you for your knowing laughter.
Let's go. Oh, and hold on.
Because Rob will be my cellmate.
Now,
I hope so.
We have a special.
We have a tie?
No, we have an asterisk.
Uh-oh.
By Oklahoma.
An asterisk. What's the exemption?
16. As you can see where it says man-on-man sex.
So it's illegal, or is it legal?
16, illegal. So I read the law thinking, if you're 15 to 1, you could have gay sex.
Or 17 to death.
Yeah, I don't know how that goes.
Who knows? I mean, I don't think a lot of these laws are being enforced anyway.
No. All right, woman-on-woman sex.
Yeah.
Different rules?
Yes.
Wow. How many states?
One. Two, three, four. It appears to be
the same. The same. So it's any homosexual activity.
All the same. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think the lowest legal age is for woman on woman, girl on girl sex in America?
16.
Nope.
I'll try 15.
Right. No. I take it back.
No. Lower.
I take it back.
Is it 14?
No.
My God.
Lower? Yep.
I'm disgusted by that.
Oh, my God.
13.
What state?
New Mexico.
Oh, God.
Wow.
New Mexico.
Wow. How weird is
and
that?
And keep in mind, that's the state that
How
canceled
weird
our,
is that?
That's the state that canceled our show.
Right. That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that.
Either. All right. How about around the world? Here we go. For male and female sex... The youngest age that I'm seeing where it's legal is 12.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea.
And I have quite a few 12s. Let me tell you.
Well, it must be a religious thing, too, where, you know,
tell you that one of
cultures, you know, it's where they marry them off when they're, like, young.
One of the 12s is a pretty big country.
Is it in Europe?
No.
Or is it Africa?
No.
The Middle East?
No. A lot of Americans vacation there.
It's a foreign country.
Yes, it is.
Japan?
No. Mike, I'll give you one guess.
A lot of Americans vacation there. Is it Ireland?
It's Mexico.
It's Mexico.
Oh. 12.
Oh. All right.
12.
Ireland.
12.
Stupid answer that was.
I was going to be the country of Buzz Burbankia. 12.
God. 12.
Jesus Christ. Also 12 in Argentina. You're thinking about it. Also 12 in Colombia. Also 12 in Korea. Also 12 in the Netherlands.
That's not right.
12 in Nigeria. Also 12 in the Philippines. And 12 in South Korea, Spain says, hey, watch it. 13.
Uh-huh. Hey, way to get strong.
13. And also 12 in Zimbabwe.
You know, all of these laws are technicalities anyway, because, I mean, people
I know, but
do it when people do it.
Right.
It's fun.
It is fun to, I mean, but 12 to say,
come
on. It's amazing. I always thought it was a lot more 16 around the world.
Mm-hmm. Man-on-man sex. Lots of countries have it as legal.
Well, I hope it's not 12.
The youngest age I can find where man-on-man sex is legal appears to be 12.
12. What country 12?
Two countries.
Was one of them Mexico?
No. The Netherlands.
Well, and, there you go.
And Malta.
Well, that's not even a real country.
I'm
they can have the whole country carpeted.
All right, so now we go to...
Rhode Island can beat the crap out of it in a war.
All right, let's see. There's no 13... Hold on. Korea is 13.
For man-on-man?
Korea's
13. For man-on-man action?
13.
Boy-on-boy action? Jesus.
It's illegal at 12, legal at 13.
You know what I want to know, Don?
I'm like Spain. Did I mention that?
No.
Spain. Legal at 13.
Don, I want to know, where are the prosecutions? That's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. Who's locking these people up?
And
thank
finally,
you, Ralph.
I know you want 14.
14.
14.
For man-on-man?
Yes. Where it's legal. Austria.
Hi.
Hi.
Also,
this is Werner Klemperer.
Brazil.
Be appearing at the Innsbruck Opera House.
Bulgaria.
The Vienna Boys Choir.
Croatia.
Oh.
Colombia.
That's all 14?
Yep. Honduras.
My God.
Hey, we just sent some listeners there. Iceland.
Well,
Iceland
more bars, what, per capita? Is that what it is?
Iceland is 14 across the board.
For everything.
Male-female sex, male-male sex, female-female sex.
Incredible.
14. Also at 14, you've got Liechtenstein.
Not a lot going on in these.
Liechtenstein? Yeah. Montenegro and, or excuse me, Rob says Montenegro.
Rob?
I'm sorry.
Peru.
How and, do you do, Peru?
Let me see. And, South Korea.
South Korea seems like quite a funky little country.
Yeah.
And a lot of people find it illegal. However, the most lenient country for man-on-man sex is Thailand.
Well, yeah.
Now,
we've heard that.
Male-female sex... 15, legal limit.
In where?
Thailand. Female-female sex, legal limit, 15.
15, all right.
Man-on-man sex, legal at any age in Thailand.
That's disturbing.
From Thailand.
That is mighty disturbing.
There you go.
You know, it's weird. Isn't it weird that that's even on the books?
Uh-huh. I know.
That makes me wonder.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello there.
Sick little world out there.
What's wrong with these phones? That lady hang on? Hello? Oh, that's a lady who was pissed off.
Hello?
She's gone. I'm just reading from...
Who is she mad at?
Now I'm reading this list.
Hmm.
Ageofconsent.com. Go there yourself. It's a website I found. Great website.
Amazing. Fascinating.
Also,
you're reading the list. You're not endorsing any of these ages.
Well, I'm thinking, if anybody's planning on a vacation anytime soon?
No, you're not.
You thinking about where you want to go?
Stop and behave yourself. Stop.
Let's just keep
stop this string of robberies.
Let's just keep it to your United States.
Right.
I would say the worst state.
How about this? How about the most stringent state? What is the state that has the highest age of consent?
All right, that would be California.
Which is what?
18, 18, 18.
Good. There you go.
Also, Oregon, 18, 18, 18.
Now we're talking.
And that would be it. That's it.
It's amazing. You know what?
That's it.
I swear to God, I'm keeping my daughter. They're going to the convent.
Now then, on the other hand, you've got a lot of states like Florida, which is 16 for boys, 18 for girls, fag, lesbian, illegal. So they just...
Yeah, go to South Beach some weekend.
Right, yeah. it's illegal.
See how illegal it is down there.
Let me see. Then Nevada. Now, Nevada for guy and
you
girl.
You mean in the state of Florida to practice homosexuality is illegal?
Yes, sir.
That's weird.
Florida, illegal. You go to Nevada, 16 for man on woman, 18 for homo or lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Same with New Hampshire. New Jersey is 16, 16, 16. All the way across.
New Jersey and you, perfect together.
New York State, 17, 17, 17. Maryland, 16. Both homo, lesbian, law invalidated. So, you know, who knows?
So there isn't anything on the books.
Nothing on the books. Delaware, 16 female, 18 male. Law repealed for both gays and lesbians. Illinois is 17 across the board. Indiana is 16 across the board.
And that's farm country, and that's right.
South Dakota, 16 across the board.
I don't know why I keep bringing up farms. Well, the farmers need a break.
And let me see. Oklahoma is 16 across the board. So there you go.
Mothers, and, lock up your daughters.
If you're in the military, U.S. military, legal age of consent for men and women is 16.
Well, I thought you can't get into the military unless you're 18.
Mike, right there, military revised 06-2001.
But, I mean, isn't it...
I guess it means you can knock up a 16-year-old girl.
You're talking about the partner there. What if she's the colonel's daughter? What is the deal?
Apparently. And both man-on-man and woman-on-woman are illegal in your U.S. military.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was don't ask, don't tell.
I'm telling you.
It is, but it's also still verboten.
Well, it just shows you how confusing the laws are in this country.
They are. Very.
Maybe that's for, like, on when they have families on bases and stuff.
I think we ought to federalize the gay community.
Hello.
And tax them.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
With tea.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi. Hi, what can we do for you?
I was just calling about the Asian countries. I'm really, really surprised that they weren't younger because I know many men. I work at a casino in California, and many, many men go over to Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos.
All right, I'll give you Cambodia.
And they have some very much underage prostitution going on over there.
Cambodia is 15 across the board.
Yeah, I know a man that just went there and...
Talking about, you know...
Yeah,
people,
I know.
People disobeying the laws.
Well, anything in those countries you can get away with if you have money.
I mean, anybody who's going to involve themselves in that type of thing, they're going to probably not...
Oh, yeah, I'm not too thrilled with it. I just had heard.
All right,
and he'd admitted.
Thank you. All right, we got a break. Thank you. All right, well, that's... That's part of how we spent my day yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's nice that... now, were you on the Vicodin when you were doing that?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I was.
It's interesting the way the mind works when it's...
No, I was just...
When the muscle is relaxing.
just looking around, Mike. Just...
I'm just feeling so woozy. Age of consent.
Well, you know what made me think of originally was... I had it in my notes for Monday's show, because I knew on Monday, because we weren't here... Rob was scheduled to be off Monday. I thought Broyhill would be in here.
Right.
Which is why I went to ageofconsent.com.
Sure, of course.
So that we do a bit with him.
I understand.
Hello, Dynamite.
Of course, Bruce.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Just calling to let you know that there's a caveat in Virginia that if the girl is 13...
You know, hey, hold on just a second. I'm just going to tell you this, sir. You're scaring me already. Just by this phone call, the fact that you know this off the top of your head.
Well, I know it because I used to prosecute people for it.
Thank you. Okay, right, good. Now I'm completely calm.
Okay.
So does Mini couldn't be lying.
The boy is less than 2 calendar years older than his female partner. 13 is the age of consent in Virginia.
Wow.
All right. Thank you.
What is that?
Asterisk. If the guy is less than 2 years older than the girl, then 13 is the age of consent, is what he's saying.
I don't know.
Well, there's a caveat.
That sounds like an asterisk.
State of Virginia.
What, like 11?
I don't
Jesus
know.
Christ,
no,
what a 13. Sick world.
You know what?
Listen, I'm sorry
wait,
I went
wait
there.
Wait till you're 18.
I'm sorry I went there. Mike, let me change the topic here. I think I'll wait.
Please do.
I think I'll wait till tomorrow to tell you about the baby Jesus butt plug.
Yeah, you might want to.
That I found on the internet also.
That'd be circuit overload.
Listen, as Tom Gavin alluded to a moment ago, we're going to be starting a brand new contest here on the show. Not American Idol,
no,
but American Idiot.
American Idiot.
What we're going to do is have you, our wonderful listeners, once in a while over the next month or so, call in and do karaoke for us.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to pick the absolute worst person. But don't try to be bad, try to be good. And we're going to name that person the American Idiot. And we'll fly them in and allow them to perform a 30-minute concert outside the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. A live radio contest, a concert that will go to 6 million people.
So we're going
to
wind it, we're really going to like weed them all out, and we're going to start with hundreds of idiots.
Anybody that wants.
And then somebody will be our American Idiot.
Yes, and if you would like to attempt today for 60 seconds a crack, when you call 877-365-3636 now to officially try to be the American Idiot, the song you will be singing is Jingle Bells.
So you're starting with a very, very simple song, much like American Idol, where the challenges will come as the the game progresses.
Now, if you think you're good,
if you're a future Kelly or a Justin,
call in right now. We're going to give this contest about a month, and we'll do it once or twice a week, just
very
at random.
Good.
We're also bringing in other karaoke, so you're not just doing just Christmas songs.
That's great, and I see you have the karaoke album.
Oh, I've got it right here, Mike. Cut number 5, 6 is Jingle Bells. Hold on.
And it's the karaoke version, so you're going to have, like, an instrumental background. It's beautiful.
Let me see.
And we'll crank it down the phone line so you can sing with it.
Yeah, let me see how I got it here.
See how it sounds.
Cue, please, cue.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Come on, Buzz Daggett.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Then bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sling song tonight.
Okay, so you get the idea.
Now, don't try to be bad, though.
No. You got to try to be good. The idea is
that you really think you're good,
right.
And
right.
We call you an idiot.
That's right.
That's it.
So we're trying to find the American Idiot.
What else is on there, just out of curiosity?
Well, that's the one that with the words people...
Yeah, of course,
right.
Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes. Oh, they're all Christmas?
Yeah. Well, that's all we have today is simply Christmas.
Fine.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Deck the halls. We wish you a Merry Christmas. I figure this is the easiest. Jingle bells.
Ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Easiest one. If you want to be the American Idiot, call now. We'll put you in the running. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
The Don and Mike Show. With or without lubricant, they're still two of the best jerks around. Don and Mike.
Hey, Thursday on the show, what would you do for a vacation to San Francisco to see Creed?
All right.
We'll be trolling for that on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
Word from me, private message from me to Matthew Perry. Hey, dude, I don't get it. I took a Percocet about an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm not like on LSD or anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He was Vicodin.
He was a Vicodin man.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And those, you know, you'll be fine. It's just about tomorrow, about the same time, you're going to really want one again.
And also, he mixed it with the booze, too, I think.
What I got?
Yeah.
What do I got? No. Generic for Vicodin.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Let's get you a beer, then.
Generic for Vicodin.
You're not feeling anything?
No.
Let me try one. You took this how long ago?
My face appeared to be melting? Or?
An hour ago.
An hour.
An hour ago.
Should kick in by now.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, my back is feeling better.
Well, there you go. That's what it's doing. It's addressing the pain.
But I'm not, like, feeling goofy.
Exactly.
Get out of here, Joe.
Joe, no, Joe.
Quit licking your chops. Maybe what you ought to do really is to double up. I'm sure that if one helped you, two would make you feel
it. If you're not feeling it, it obviously isn't affecting the pain.
Read again. Maybe the label says take two.
No, because, you know, sometimes it affects people, different people, different ways, and that's the way it's supposed to.
You're not going
to
get me with that, okay? Right. I've worked with you long enough to know you do that.
You know when I'm doing that, you know when I'm drunk.
And I also know when you do this. When you talk to me some, and you act, the words are just kind of drop.
When I'm faking like the audio is coming up?
Yeah.
I only do that when we're having problems.
Right.
All right. American Idiot.
Were there audio?
We are going to find the American Idiot. And here's how I envision this a month or so from now.
Uh-huh.
Two hosts outside. Of course, I'm thinking Dennis and Tom.
Of course. Well, they'll be our like, two pretty boys. Maybe we'll put them in three-button suits.
Like Ryan Seacrest and the other guy.
Brian Dunkelman.
And after you, our listeners, vote on the ultimate American Idiot, we will fly, if necessary, he or she, to D.C.
Right.
Where they will perform in a concert outside for 30 minutes.
Beautiful. Can I make a request?
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned before it's called American Idiot. We're looking for bad singers. You don't want to fake it that you're being bad. But I think one way around that is that everybody that participates in our American Idiot contest has to sing their hearts out.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to belt the song out. Not any mellow.
You got a Sam Harris.
Yeah.
You got a Whitney Houston. It.
You got to just sing like there's no tomorrow.
All right, let's give this a try.
All right.
You know, based on response, this may be the first and last time we even try it.
Okay, this
know.
Is we'll our see. First contestant right. for American Idiot.
Neil, hi.
Howdy.
Neil, where are you from?
I'm in Malvern, Pennsylvania.
All right, my friend. You're
ready to really belt one out?
I'm ready to go.
Now, remember, the song has an intro on it.
Yeah, you don't dive right into Jingle Bells. You wait for the intro and...
You guys a quick question, though?
Yeah.
Does it start with Dashing Through the Snow, or does it start with Jingle Bells?
Dashing through the snow.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Now, really,
good luck to you.
Sell it. Do your best.
I will try.
Here he is, the first contestant for American Idiots from Pennsylvania. His name is Neil.
You messed him up by walking it up.
Sorry,
man.
All right, here it is, Neil. Go.
Got it. Through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what
He's
fun it
is. It's very bad.
He is.
Which, you know, it's we're fighting our instincts here to make he would be a keeper because he's so bad.
Yeah.
But he's not doing what we asked, which means he's not singing his heart out.
And also, this is just kind of a demonstration. You're going to have to wait until tomorrow.
When we get the real karaoke music?
When Rob and I get the real karaoke stuff, when I can just throw on someone, okay, your song is, for instance, Taking Care of Business. When you're not going to have any idea what the song is. I mean, it's a song everybody knows. Mm-hmm.
Well, you get up every morning about a quarter to seven, take the 8:15 into the city.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, this is John.
John, where are you from?
I'm from South Jersey, just outside of Philadelphia.
All right, John, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Don't forget now, belt it out.
You got it, bro.
You know, pretend you're that queer Sam Harris.
Sam Harris.
Here we go. Hold on. What was that?
I was wondering if I could sing song.
Yes, well, no, you are getting bells. The same song.
Okay, cool.
Jingle bells, here you go.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ah-ha-ha, bells on bobtails wing, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Can they hear the music?
Yeah.
Ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! I am an idiot.
All right.
No, and he didn't sing. Disqualification.
All right, now listen. Mike.
What are the other Christmas selections you have on there?
Work with us. Give them a demonstration of what we're looking for.
I'm a little challenged, and I'll do my very best.
I know you can pull it out, though.
All right.
What is the tempo,
All right.
The cadence of what we're looking for?
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah, go, go.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing, sleighing song tonight.
You are the American idiot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That would be
thank you.
What we're looking for.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I know that
I hope someday I get my voice back.
Well, I got mine back.
I know. It's just this goes on and on. I won't be drinking tonight, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wink, wink.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down.
I know. Turn it down. You can't listen because I'm sitting right here.
All right, what's your name, honey?
Nellie.
Where are you from, Nellie?
Nellie.
Now, this is not the Nellie.
Not the Nellie.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you ever rooted for the Crimson Tide of Alabama? Whoa, Nellie, this is Keith Jackson.
Are you ready, Nellie?
Sure.
Hey, Nellie really liked that one, didn't
yes, she? Yes,
she
did. She was impressed.
I think Nellie probably relates to my Nellie better than to your Nellie.
Yeah, well, it's sad. It's sad when that Nellie supersedes the greatest college sports announcer in the history of the game.
All right, Nellie, here you go. Yeah, you missed it.
Okay. Sorry, it's hard to hear on this phone.
Really got to crank it up.
Yeah, everybody else has had no problem. There you go.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. I don't even know the words, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm so glad you called,
worthless whore.
Jesus Christ. I mean, at least know the words.
I don't even know the words, guys.
Don.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Where are you from, Chris?
Coming from Waldorf, Maryland.
Are you ready?
Absolutely, but you know, I did notice that this song is starting with Jingle Bells, not the verse.
Oh, it is?
Not.
No, he might be right about that.
He's not.
No, it's not. The intro is...
Let's play the music.
Listen, Mike. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. But that's the intro. You pick it up here. Dashing through the snow, one horse open sleigh.
Nope, he's right. It is Jingle Bells. It starts with Jingle Bells. It does.
All right.
Listen, I'll prove it. Listen, I'm going to say it very softly, all right? Dashing through the snow. What was that?
That's the vocal.
What are you doing?
We'll put the vocal in.
So it starts with Jingle Bells.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, you're right.
That is.
All
right.
So now we have to bring everyone back.
No.
And I think everybody should sing it like this.
Portions not affecting the outcome of American Idiot may have been edited.
All right, well then.
We are the American Idiots.
Forget everything we said. All right, Rob, turn it back.
We're American Idiots.
You're back to instrumental.
All right, are you ready, sir?
Sing it like
Absolutely.
Paul. Sing it like Paul Williams.
Go.
Jingle bells, jingle
he didn't turn
bells,
it back.
Jingle all the way.
No.
On it is.
Perfect. Hold on, wait a minute. Wait.
Hold on.
Now it's gone.
Is that it?
I think so.
What buttons are you pushing?
He's doing it, not me.
No, I mean, like, to get it to do. I mean, I thought, what are you, turn
he's
the,
doing, he's
you turn the record
pushing,
player over?
Pushing CD1, you need to push CD2.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I think you're okay now.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
Don and Mike, American Idiot, take 10.
I love it. I do. I really do. It's going to be great.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Wow.
Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow.
He lost all his energy.
All right, no.
Well, he was there, you know, and I, you know what, it's becoming very clear to me that we are going to be able to find our American idiots because we're looking for a certain characteristic, right? When he had that, way.
Sure.
That's it.
Here's what we're looking for.
Total disregard of the tempo.
That false.
Vibrato.
Fake Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
think Kathy
you?
Lee.
How are you? Yeah.
Think Kathy Lee and Mary Hart.
As a matter of fact, Rob, tomorrow, bring in one of Kathy Lee's albums.
Perfect example.
Because that's, I know we got it up in the office.
Yeah, and we'll play that as an example. And we're going to have more karaoke tomorrow when, like, regular songs.
Yeah, so we'll have some rock and roll karaoke tomorrow.
Very good.
And
I mean, really, people that just really,
let's not give up on the concept yet, because I'm
think Liza.
I'm still thinking we can find the American idiot.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're out there.
And the best part is, once we get to the 10 finalists, you, our lucky listeners, can vote to pick your favorite American idiot.
And, you know, tell your friends about this. You know, maybe say, hey, there's a singing contest for that friend that's always thought they were really good. Yes, they call it American Idiot, but it's really a showcase for your talent. Yes. That's what we're looking for.
Tell your idiot friends.
Yes, tell your idiots.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz?
It's me. He made it up.
Say, tell Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly, that big useless thing.
Rob.
Rob's
back.
Let him go, Rob.
What is your lead story today on the news show?
Today, Saddam makes a deal.
Oh, Christ.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike show.
No deal for him. No soup for you. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Ed.
I'll drink to that.
Hold them. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Be advised, Thursday's episode, we're doing postponed from a couple of weeks ago. What would you do? And the question now is, what would you do on a trip to San Francisco to see Creed?
Oh, man.
We got a guy calling already and say he would eat a goat's eyeball.
Yeah, he's on the list.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hit this one hard tomorrow. So if you want to do something, think about it tonight and call right up at the first break of the show tomorrow.
You can even cook your goat tonight.
3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific. Also tomorrow, we'll try American Idiot with rock and roll.
Good. Yeah, we're going to have some really good music tonight.
And maybe the return of Slam-O-Rama.
Ah. Oh, my God. It's been so long.
Love that.
I was going through my notes thinking we haven't done that like for 5 years.
Nothing better than Slam-O-Rama.
Time now for Buzz of the News, brought to you by Verimax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Verimax. Verimax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or just call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Buzz.
Buzz handpicked that sponsor.
I did. Thank you. Saddam Hussein has said yes to letting UN weapons inspectors into his country.
Buzz, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he does.
Yes.
It's like cups and balls.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hey.
Come on now.
He takes them and he puts them somewhere else.
What?
Then he says...
Cups are the balls.
In this case, the balls would be the weapons. The
balls are the nerve gas.
The cups would be the various schools and warehouses.
Right.
He says, yes, you think I have nerve gas in this warehouse. Please look at this warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, down the street, there's an elementary school.
Don't we have...
Where he's got all the mustard gas.
Question I have, don't we have satellite technology now that can see where these things are being moved, can see the activity? Like, doesn't our intelligence know what's going on?
I think our intelligence has a pretty good idea of where these things can be stored, but because the chemicals themselves can't be traced by satellite, it's really impossible to tell where they are at any given moment.
So they can be put in different things.
Yeah, there are facilities that are obviously used for that, but will they be there when the inspectors get there?
And he did this with Bush's dad.
Right.
Oh, he did the same dance with Bush's dad. He'd move the stuff around and say, come on in, you know, take a look.
Well, the UN, hoping to avoid a war, says its people have gotten the green light for immediate, unconditional, and unrestricted access to most sites.
But most sites.
But the inspections are not that immediate. They're 2 weeks away.
Why?
And most sites means anywhere except Saddam Hussein's palaces. Iraq says it's happy with the agreement. The White House, not so much. The U.S. wants unannounced visits and wants the palaces included in the search for nuclear and biochemical weapons.
Duh.
The chief U.N. inspector says he doesn't understand why the palaces are such an issue with us.
Yes, sir, Clouseau.
If there is a U.S. war against Iraq, and it appears there will be, it won't come cheaply. A new report from Congress says the war could cost American taxpayers $9 billion a month.
Put it on the tab. Your room, your meal, comped.
An Arab oil sheikh is warning that the war could tighten the oil supply, tripling prices to $100 a barrel.
Oh, I like your milk.
Milkshake?
Milkshake.
Yeah.
Don't you call it sheikh?
Or shake down. You used to call it sheikh. Everybody used to call it sheikh. These days,
now we're calling sheikh. It sheikh.
I don't know
sheikh.
Why.
They freak.
New York Senator.
I'm trying to use as many elderly references as I can today. If you're keeping track on the show today, that would be Le Chic,
uh-huh.
Le Freak,
uh-huh.
Keith Jackson.
That's right.
And the one I made a moment ago that I forgot because I'm too old.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the price of gasoline could jump from $1.60 to $2.32 a gallon. Five music companies and three music store chains are coughing up well over $100 million after being accused of price fixing. Most of the states around the country joined New York and Florida in a lawsuit accusing those companies of breaking antitrust laws.
You say they're coughing it up?
Yes, they are.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't come easily, but
they are.
It's coming up. Under a scheme called minimum advertised pricing.
I'm gonna go.
Oh, God.
Oh, John.
Or John.
Oh.
John.
John. There you go.
Under a scheme called minimum advertised pricing, stores got help with their advertising bills for keeping CD prices above a certain point. This involved the world's five biggest music companies, including Sony and Warner, and it included music chains, Tower Records, and Musicland, which is a division of Best Buy. The companies admit no wrongdoing, but they have agreed to refund over $67 million to their customers and to give nearly $76 million worth of CDs to charity.
Oh, F charity.
It's all Moby's fault.
Give it to me. We'll be back. Hold on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they having a good time? Sure. Why not? Feels good. Don and Mike.
Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Professor Cameron Gray, he slips it into his drinks.
Yes.
And more importantly, his students' drinks. Viramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. George Mason University. Or call 1-888-DRIVE-VMAX. How funny is that? He's a professor.
I think I'm going to need to see you after school.
Yeah, he's a professor. And I'm the Pope. And here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In sports, Randy Moss has to worry about being charged with possession of a small amount of marijuana.
Rob is so mad at Randy Moss. Randy Moss is on his fantasy team.
I know.
He could lose his driving privileges. Randy could in Minnesota and in Florida.
Randy.
But he also has to worry about the NFL. He may soon be suspended for again violating the league's substance abuse policy.
That'll be great. Now he can't get 50 yards even if he's in a car.
There you go. The trace amount of pot was found in his ashtray the day he pushed a traffic officer half a block with his car. He said it wasn't his, but he did test positive for pot in his system last season, and the NFL tested him again last week after the arrest.
And everybody, can I just say to all family, friends, yes, people I encounter in everyday life?
Yes.
If one more person says to me, hey, I heard you were hit by a car, was it Randy Moss driving? I'm going to punch you.
Yeah. I think you're justified.
I've heard it enough.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely justified.
The first time, okay.
Right.
You know, the second time, okay.
That's right. The Rams' Kurt Warner will be out for the next 8 to 10 weeks.
The faggot.
St. Louis quarterback has a broken pinky on his throwing hand. He had
stupid faggot
surgery for that today.
Death to you, a pox on you.
Got hurt in the first quarter of Sunday's loss to the Cowboys.
Fag.
Vinny Testaverde.
Who needs the pinky to throw the ball?
Vinny Testaverde. Well, apparently Kurt does.
Clear bait.
Vinny Testaverde and other key players are being
benched. That's why I got me Tom Brady. A man. Throw that ball with one finger if he needed
You'd
to.
You'd be better off now.
Did you start him this weekend?
No, I didn't last week. He asked me that.
Yeah.
I know. Don't hit me.
Because I thought like an idiot because I'm stupid and 0-4. I thought, there's no way the Rams will go 0-4.
Right.
There are the Rams. They're not going to get beat by the sucky Cowboys.
Of course, Bruce.
Vinny Testaverde and other key players are being benched by the New York Jets after that team's worst slump in 40 seasons. Vinny will be replaced for now by Chad Pennington. And a North Korean has broken the women's world weightlifting record in something called the snatch. The 117-pounder lifted 226 pounds.
Bless her heart.
Yes.
That's
a great snatch.
That's a championship snatch. Finally, one of the hot sellers in the toy market these days is the Harry Potter magic broomstick from Mattel.
How are you?
Mothers have had plenty to say about the broom on toy review websites.
Let's hide it.
A mom from Texas wrote, I was surprised at how long my daughter and her friends can just sit in her room and play with this.
It's amazing. It's great when you're getting therapy.
One 32-year-old mom says she enjoys it as much as her daughter.
Bring it into that lady tomorrow.
But another said her daughter complains that the batteries drain too fast.
Mm.
The Harry Potter magic broomstick vibrates.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you.
Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No. No, no, no.
We gotta go. For the Creed contest. We'll get our finalists for that. Also, American Idiots.
All right.
And I think something special, finally, with...
What's up, Doc?
Oh, good. How
you doing, man?
With Dennis and Shaq. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Got
to
get me some clean undies for my big therapy tomorrow.
I want to hear all about it.
Yeah. And Robin, the new baby, congratulations.
Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you very much. I still hate Randy Moss.
Okay, I know you do. Can you?
No.
No, you can't.
Toodaloo.
Ask.
This is the Don and Mike Show.